Hat and a big veil to put on over your face, keeping from seeing you. And then you got big gloves to put on your hands to keep from seeing your hands. And you really got the nerve and all. I mean, not scared of them. I mean, those people that do see with them without a veil or even anything on them.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. They know that you're scared of them just like you would be scared of a dog out there. I mean, they can sense it. I've been up there around mine, and I wouldn't have nothing on fooling around them. And then my wife come up there, and they had sensed it, and they had seen her. And they wouldn't even bother me. But I don't take no chances when I go robbing them. I mean, I put on my protection.
Yeah. There's certain times of year, certain periods where you can do it more safely than others.
No.
Yeah. Anytime you touch that.
Well, when it's cloudy, they're a little bit more dangerous than they are when it's pretty warm day. And reason for that, on a pretty warm day and sunny day, most of the workers are out, and you have less bees to feed you in the hive. So you haven't got anything but the drones and the queen and a few workers left in the hive. The rest of them is out collecting pollen.
What I want to get back to the TV thing there. If you want to call somebody, what do you just say to call somebody?
You ask for a break first, and then somebody, if somebody's on the channel, they give you a break, and if nobody's on the channel, then you just go out of here and ask to speak to so-and-so, or talk to them, or something like that.
What do you ask for, what is that that you're asking for a break?
Well, everybody else will stop talking and let you talk. But for many on that, so you ask for a break, and to go ahead, break, and then you ask, that's like a bold plant named Hamlin is the gay bird. And then you go do your conversation, and then you say you're clear after you get through your conversation. And then somebody else asks for a break, and then you go ahead, you see your conversation, you give them the break.
Okay.
It's real fascinating.
Yeah, but I mean, you listening to other people's conversation,
yeah.
they listen
to you, right.
Well, so that explains why sometimes there are lots of words that you don't want other people to understand.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Okay.
Well, you got codes that say between two individuals. I mean, they can talk on the TV and nobody else know what they're saying. I mean, know what they mean, rather. They already got this fixed up before they get on the TV. I mean, I can tell when somebody meet me so-and-so, I mean, they're not. Say old time, say something like that, and up the creek, the junkyard or something. I mean, then they know what the man he's talking to knows what he's talking about.
Yeah.
And nobody else can know.
Yeah.
And there'd be a police or state trooper or something on the road or something, and see stationary to say Smokey's got his fire out. He's stationary and got a camera and he's rolling and he's riding up and down the road and you can tell what location he's in, what mile mark on the long road to be there, and then everybody else can know to slow down and look out for him.
Yeah, pretty effective.
Yeah.
Right. I often wish that I had one.
I tell you what, if you ever get one, you won't be it out there.
Yeah.
That's it.
Because I know the people who got them, they can feel pretty safe.
Yes, sir. Well, you notice it right down on I-10. If you get on I-10, you're going real fast, so you notice the antennas on you. But you don't very seldom see one getting stopped.
Yeah.
And they look out for each other out there on the road.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's just a big old and one big happy family. I mean, they have the ups and downs on there too. I mean, want to talk a little